Good morning, and thank you for waiting. Welcome to the conference call for Estapar to discuss the earnings concerning Q4 and the full year 2020. We have with us Mr. André Yazzi, CEO of Estapar, Mr. Emilio Sanchez, CFO and Investor Relations Director, Mr. Fernando Zilo, Director for On Street, and Daniel Storage, Investor Relations and Planning Manager of Estapar. We inform that this event is being recorded and all participants will be in the listen mode only during the presentation of Estapar. Next, we will begin the Q&A session when further instructions will be supplied. If any participant needs any assistance during the conference call, please request the help of an operator dialing *0. This event is also being transmitted simultaneously via the internet via webcast. It can be accessed at ri.estapar.com.br, where you will find the slide presentation. The slides will be controlled by you. The replay of this event will be available right after the end. We remind you that the participants in the webcast may send via website questions to Estapar, which will be answered after the end of the conference call by Investor Relations Department. We would like to clarify that any declarations that may be made during this conference call concerning the business perspectives of Estapar, projections, operational goals, and financial goals are based on assumptions and beliefs of the company's board, as well as information currently available to Estapar. Considerations about the future are not guarantees of performance and involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions, because they refer to future events and depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. Investors and analysts should understand that general conditions, sector conditions, and other operational factors may affect the future results of Estapar and may lead to results that may differ materially from those expressed in such future considerations. Now we'd like to pass the floor to Mr. André Yazzi, CEO of Estapar, who will begin the presentation. Please, Mr. André, you have the floor. Good morning. It's a great pleasure to talk to you. My name is André Yazzi. I am the CEO of Estapar, and today we will talk about the earnings for Q4 2020. Talking about the highlights, going on to page number 5, let's talk about the new Zona Azul of São Paulo. We concluded the transition in February, and now we have 100% of the market share in our app. We also implemented 8,000 new spaces, now 51,000. We are the largest Zona Azul in Brazil and one of the largest in the world. In concerning automation, we concluded the integration of our control room together with the authorities, traffic authorities, helping to monitor and optimizing and also guaranteeing that our spaces can be used. In our apps, we have more than 750,000 new users in our app in a little more than 3 months. We're very satisfied, and we are following our schedule. Now, highlights on page 6, the reopening of the market, strong recovery in demand and EBITDA, financial discipline with focus in cash preservation. In terms of urban mobility, we have electrification launching eco spaces for charging electric vehicles, diverse mobility, new stores, and buffers for rent-a-car. And last mile logistics, we began the Z delivery operation with Ambev. Digitalization, more than 2.2 million users, an exponential growth expected. E-commerce represents 5% of total revenues in Q4 2020 when compared with 24% increase in relation to the previous quarter. Now, page 7, talking about investments. We have allocated in 2020-2021 626 million reais. 626 million and already planned 150, the greatest investment in the company's history, transforming the size of the company in the next few years. Now, going on to monitoring of COVID-19, page 9, where we find the reopening of our operations. We observe each quarter, after the most critical part of the operation, our operations are gradually recovering. On December 31st, 2020, we had 100% of the operations on street open and 95.3% of the off-street open. Now, on page 10, talking about evolution of results, we see a consistent recovery in billing every month, observing that in December 2020, we had 63% of the revenue when compared with the same period in 2019. A special highlight to Zona Azul on street, 87.3% of what we had in the same period in the previous year. Now, page 11, please. Evolution of the results, we can see in Q4 2020 a strong growth of recurring EBITDA resulting from the recovery of demand and also the decrease in costs of operation during the process in the pandemic. Page 12, talking about liquidity monitoring, we continue with a lot of strict actions, a reduction of 31.4% reduction in Q4 20 in comparison with the previous year, and a reduction in 33.8% in net revenue. A reduction in general and administrative expenses was 19.3% when comparing Q4 20 and the previous year, especially in rent and workforce labor. We delayed investments in CapEx, a reduction of 84.1% when comparing Q4 this year with Q4 in the previous year, especially in discretionary CapEx expenses, always with focus on preserving cash. Also, we have been lengthening and reducing the cost of our debt. Now I'd like to pass the floor to Emilio Sanchez, CFO, who will talk about the results in Q4 2020. Good morning, Emilio speaking. First of all, I'd like to thank you all for participating in our call, and I hope you are all well during this pandemic. Now we will talk about the results of Q4 2020. We will also talk about the evolution of our revenue, cash, and we will show our discipline in cost and expenses, our debt and cash situation, and also the operations on December 31st. Page 14, we closed the year with 651 operations, totaling this number of with a growth of 3% in relation to the previous year. A highlight for On Street in maintaining our strategy to grow in operation with longer terms. You can also see our distribution of revenue in 2020. Practically all the sectors were present in more than 70 cities and 15 states in premium locations, and we maintained our growth in all the states. On page 15, you can observe the strong growth of our revenue in comparison with Q2, which was the worst of the year due to the impact of the pandemic. We more than doubled the revenue, showing that with the reopening of the economy, even being gradual, we had a strong billing. And this gives us a lot of trust in the future and the gradual recovery of the country. When compared with last year, our revenue was 33.8% lower due to the impact of the pandemic, but we're suffering much less than in the previous quarters. The positive point is still the Zona Azul on-street operation, which is recovering rapidly, and this gives us a lot of trust in this operation. On page 16, our gross profit, cash gross profit, we multiplied by five in relation to Q2 due to the recovery of the revenue and efficient management of the company in costs and expenses. In general, when compared to last year, all the segments suffered an impact. We had also the pre-operational expenses of Zona Azul on-street parking in São Paulo. This shows that all the actions implemented by the company had the expected results and effects. Page 17, here we see what we highlighted in previous calls to mitigate the loss. For example, a strong decrease in costs, emphasis on renegotiation of rent expenses, a decrease of 19.3%, reduction in operational costs and also other costs. Also, we had a significant decrease in expenses, 36.7% in rental, 25% in labor cost, 24% in labor costs, and continuing with the quality of our services. On page 18, we show our adjusted EBITDA in Q4 2020. With everything we said before, with the recovery of our revenue, growth of other areas, and discipline with costs, we had a significant EBITDA during the pandemic with 20 million reais, showing that even with a gradual recovery, we had a good recovery in our results. Especially in São Paulo, we closed the year with adjusted EBITDA consolidated 8.2 million negative. On page 19, we reversed in the quarter the FFO to positive by 6.5 million, as you can see. In the consolidated result, including pre-operation of Zona Azul in São Paulo, our FFO was negative by 17.7 million, a great improvement in relation to previous quarters. Now, page 20, our loss was 15 million reais due to pre-operational costs of Zona Azul on-street operation and amortization of investments that we made during the years. Page 21, we have the cash flow. We began with 316 million. We had a cash generation positive of 3.66 million. Investments in CapEx totaled 7.1 million. Concerning Zona Azul de São Paulo, the disbursement of pre-operational expenses consumed 15.1 million. Also, payments of the initial of the concession and management systems totaled 230.9 million reais. We'd like to highlight that we liquidated the initial payments for the São Paulo City Hall. Amortization of bank expenses totaled 24.8 million. In this way, we closed the year with a cash of 42.1 million. Page 22, our net debt at the end of the year was 829 million reais. We closed with a cash of 42 million. It's important to highlight that we renegotiated or paid all the debts that matured in 2020. Page 23, we see the debt equalization plan in the short term. Here, as we can see, of these, 174 have to do with the Zona Azul. 150 million will mature in December 2021. Of the 300 million, 174 were renegotiated, 80 million are being renegotiated, and the rest will be finalized in the second semester. We have an excellent relationship with banks, and we have operations to maintain the company healthy. Thank you. Now I will return the presentation. Following the agenda, let's talk about ESG. On page 25, we talk about the Ecovagas network, the first semi-public electro stations to charge electric vehicles, Estapar, together with Enel X. Initially, we will have 250 recharging stations in 100 operations of the company in 23 cities. These points can generate more than 8,500 tons of CO2 per year. In January 2021, also, Volvo Cars became the first partner and member of this network. Soon, we will have other partners joining the network and also the expansion in the short and medium term. It's an initiative of Estapar giving support to the ecosystem of electric mobility in Brazil. Now, final comments, closing remarks. Now talking about the second wave of COVID-19 that we're going through, we feel better prepared to really face this moment with all the experience that we acquired during 2020. Adjustments, cost adjustments, and processes were done, improving our capacity of execution, and this became clear last year. These actions are long-standing and will increase the productivity of the company in the next few months and years. We have a great growth to be captured in the future due to the 900 million reais invested in the last cycles in projects that are in a ramp-up situation and will mature even more with the economic recovery. Pipeline identified is a robust pipeline. Crises like this one also bring opportunities. In urban mobility, as shown, we have many initiatives already generating revenue. We believe that soon new opportunities will come up. Finally, talking about the new Zona Azul in São Paulo, we concluded all the transition process and we expect that growth will come with the respectability and also rotation of the parking spaces. This also helps us to unlock our digitization strategy with millions of new clients and also a value generation virtuous cycle where new opportunities and expansion to new cities and capitals will happen and also new business lines. I would like to conclude the presentation and now we will go on to the Q&A session. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to begin now the Q&A session. To ask a question, please dial asterisk 1. To remove the question from the queue, please dial asterisk 2. We have a question from Thaís Alonso from Citibank. Good morning. Please comment on the 46 million in other revenues and also whether you can monetize through other services. Thaís, it's a great pleasure to talk to you. This is André. First question, Emilio will answer, and I will answer the second. Emilio. Hello, Thaís. Fine. This refers to the airports where we have the protection, billing protection. So we consider this as receivables. Either they will pay us or it will be converted to a longer contract. It will be transformed into a longer contract. The spirit of these contracts is to maintain the balance of the return foreseen when we make the investment. So it's a mechanism that is used. It's working very well. In relation to the second question, the answer is yes. We have a strategy of increasing digitalization, creating not only cross-sell and upsell in products and services, but also add new products and services concerning mobility and the vehicles. So soon we will have new products through digitalization. So this is a great avenue for growth for in the near future for the company. Thank you. Thank you, Thaís. The next question comes from Raul Grego from 11 Financial. Good morning. I have a question concerning the profitability of Zona Azul de São Paulo with the new restrictions due to the pandemic. possibly with a lower profitability in the short term due to the pandemic, in terms of using parking spaces on street, and this could impact the profitability of the project. Do you see any possibility of renegotiating the price with the City Hall of São Paulo, or whether the impact is very small, maybe only this year? How do you see this issue of the Zona Azul de São Paulo on-street parking? Raul Adega, it's a great pleasure to talk to you. First, it's important to mention that any impact that you have in public contracts, you have mechanisms to rebalance. After you size the impact, you discuss with the other party, in this case the São Paulo City Hall, and you balance the contract. This should preserve the return on investment. It's a contract for 15 years, a long contract, where we believe that during this period of the pandemic, there is an effect on the revenue. Our segment, this segment suffered less because parking on the street is cheaper, more available, and the first option for clients. So it suffers less. With this context, we believe that the impact should not be relevant. And if there is an impact, we will show this to the City Hall and rebalance things, maintaining our return on investment, whether it be through reduction in the payments or a longer contract. Thank you. The next question comes from Mike Nicholas from Garin Investments. Gentlemen, good morning. Well, congratulations for the expansion. How do you evaluate the impact of the pandemic, especially the flow of vehicles in Zona Azul on street parking? Mike, I was not able to understand your question. Could you please repeat the question? It's a great pleasure to talk to you. Basically, how do you evaluate the impact of the worsening of the pandemic and the flow of vehicles and people in São Paulo? Okay, thank you. Obviously, the second wave of COVID has an impact in the cities where there are greatest restrictions. Cities like Rio de Janeiro, the impact is smaller in Rio de Janeiro when compared to other regions of the country. The impact we see is much smaller. It's still very early because we are in the fourth day of the red zone and restrictions. There is an impact, but it is not as strong as in March, April last year. In the case of Zona Azul on street parking, as I mentioned to Raul, it's the segment that suffers less. In São Paulo, the impact is even smaller than off-street operations. And having said this, if necessary, we will use the clauses in the contract that helps us. But according to our forecast, our cash flow should not suffer great impacts. For the time being, the effect is marginal. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, reminding you to ask questions, please dial *1. The next question comes from webcast. Good morning, Daniel. We have a question from Mateus Soares, XP Investments. Good morning, Mateus. How do you see the operations in the beginning of this year? the pandemic has hurt the operations. Mateus, thank you for the interest. Yes, as of mid-March, we saw in São Paulo, as of this week, when the red phase began, there was an impact, as mentioned previously. This impact is much less than the one we had in 2020. The impact is smaller, and even smaller when we talk about on-street operations. January, February, we didn't see such a great impact. It was not very different from the end of last year, respecting the seasonality. We believe that this new phase will last a few more weeks. We don't know how many, but the company has a cost structure that is very well adapted to such a situation. And we had a learning curve during last year, both in cost management and also the new revenues in the operations. This allows us to go through this second wave in a more tranquil way than in the first in 2020. Thank you for the question. We would like to close. We would like to conclude the Q&A session. Now I'd like to pass the floor to Mr. André Iasi for his final comments. Well, I'd like to begin thanking you all who are hearing us. My final comments, I believe we will continue very focused on the performance of Zona Azul de São Paulo, a great investment made by the company, the largest in its history, and we're sure that we will have excellent results in the near future. We will also continue capturing the upside and the ramp-up of the operations where we invested during the last few years, 900 million reais. We believe also in greater use of cars. We see this when you increase, for example, when you have more passengers per cars, this dropped. So you see greater usage of cars because there are less passengers in each car. Also, operational leverage. We're very optimistic with the return, with the end of COVID, with the vaccines, and thus ending this very sad situation. We believe we will have an operational leverage, especially in costs. So we're very optimistic for the next quarters for the company and its future. Thank you very much. I would like to wish you a good day. Bye-bye. Thank you. The conference call of Istapar is concluded. We thank you for participating. We wish you a good day, and thank you for using Chorus Call.